Radiation curing of flexographic inks, either by ultraviolet lamps or electron beam, has generated much interest due to the inks being 100% solids and because they contain little or no volatile organic compounds. UV Cure has the more advanced technology and operational experience at present. High-intensity energy emitted by UV lamps is absorbed by photoinitiators in the ink and converted into free radicals. These attack the double bonds of acrylate oligomers which polymerize with monomers that are present. Cure is very rapid and UV curable inks can have excellent resistance properties. When the exposure to UV light ends, free radicals are no longer produced and the curing stops. So it's critical that enough UV energy is used at the outset. UV inks do not dry out until cured, so equipment is easy to clean. UV inks are usually of much higher viscosity than water or solvent-borne inks, but they can still be applied by the flexo process and may offer better dot resolution. There are, however, many disadvantages. Pigments in the ink absorb and reflect UV light and can affect cure. Each stage of the ink application process requires a cure station before another color can be applied. A fair amount of heat is generated by the UV lamps and must be dissipated. The lamps also are expensive and have a life of around 8,000 hours. UV inks cost up to 3 times their water or solvent counterparts, and surface tension problems can exist when coating certain substrates. Electron beam curing uses the high energy of accelerated electrons to directly cause the cross-linking of the acrylate oligomers into polymers. There are no photoinitiators, and EB curing is not sensitive to color pigments in the ink. The higher energy compared to UV means that thicker films can be applied. It is also a cold process so that heat-sensitive substrates can be printed without causing deformation. EB curing requires that the curing chamber be inert and must be pressurized with either nitrogen or other acceptable gas to remove oxygen that degrades or retards the curing process. The table displayed identifies the main considerations for UV and EB flexographic inks. For more information on flexographic and gravure printing processes, see Surface Coatings Volume 2, Chapter 44.